Welcome to Tiny Joys, Little Things That Make Life Beautiful. I'm Sarah Garwood. This podcast is a gentle reminder to slow down and appreciate the small moments that enrich our lives. Today, let's take a stroll together, not for exercise or to reach a destination, but simply to explore. To wander. To let the world surprise us in quiet, lovely ways. There's something special about walking without a plan. Just stepping outside and moving at your own pace. No rush, no checklist, just you and the world unfolding, step by step. You notice things you wouldn't have seen otherwise, the way light filters through the trees, the feel of the pavement beneath your feet, the sound of a bird calling from somewhere you can't quite see. Even the faint scent of a garden blooming, or the soft rustling of wind through the leaves, becomes a gift when we are truly present. When we walk with openness, the world becomes a little bigger. A familiar street feels new. A tucked-away path catches your eye. You start to notice textures, colors, rhythms you've passed 100 times without seeing. In a way, you begin to remember how much there is to wonder at. Each step invites you to look closer, to find something beautiful in the ordinary, to appreciate a moment for what it is, not where it leads. Children do this naturally. They stop to inspect a leaf, trace cracks in the sidewalk, pick up stones as if they're treasure. Everything is curious. Everything is alive. When we walk without hurry, we get to borrow that lens. We start to see not just where we're going, but where we are. And maybe, for a little while, we see the world not through a schedule, but through a sense of wonder. Walking also clears space inside. With each step, worries soften. Thoughts untangle. Breathing becomes slower, deeper. You begin to feel your body in motion, grounded and present. The rhythm of your steps becomes a kind of meditation. There's no need for silence or stillness to find peace. Sometimes, peace walks beside you. It reminds you that moving slowly is still moving. That progress can be gentle. These little explorations don't require anything fancy. A pair of shoes. A patch of sky. Curiosity. That's it. Whether it's a walk through your neighborhood, a park, a city street, or a trail, the act of moving through the world without pressure is a gift to yourself. You might not go far in distance, but you'll travel somewhere else entirely in your awareness, your presence, your connection to the world. And then there are the surprises. A cat sitting in a sunny window. A flower blooming in a crack. A stranger's smile. The breeze shifting just right. A song drifting from an open window. Moments that ask for nothing more than your attention, and in return, they give you a kind of quiet joy that lingers. These are the things we miss when we rush. These are the treasures that walking helps us find. Even walking the same path each day can bring something new. The seasons change. The light shifts. People come and go. The world is never quite the same, and neither are we. So each walk becomes a small act of rediscovery, of reconnecting with both the world and ourselves. Sometimes, a walk can be a conversation with yourself, a sorting of thoughts. Sometimes, it's a connection with your surroundings, with neighbors, with your own sense of place. And when we walk with someone else, side by side, it opens space for quiet companionship. The best conversations sometimes happen while walking, without eye contact or expectation. Just words flowing as freely as footsteps, truth unfolding one step at a time. So if you can, take a walk today. Not because you have to. Not to get somewhere. But just to be in the world. To notice. To breathe. Let the rhythm of your steps carry you to a quieter place inside. Let the act of exploring, even close to home, remind you that beauty and wonder are never far. Thank you for joining me for Tiny Joys, Little Things That Make Life Beautiful. In our next episode, we'll slow down even more, connecting with nature in its most peaceful form. Until then, keep walking, keep wondering, and keep noticing the small joys all around you.